Okay, now to viral video news. This one we both saw today. Kind of made the rounds.
We got tagged in this one by a fan listener. At least Suk and I did.
Yeah,
you did too, I think.
Apparently now, anytime there's any sort of bicyclist confrontation or whatever, people like to tag me in it.
That and raccoon stuff.
Yes. Yes. The two things I get the most. Raccoon stuff and
well, you're a cyclist.
And a raccoon enthusiast.
I am a raccoon enthusiast. What? Am I a cyclist because I like to ride a bike? I don't know if that makes me a cyclist.
I think that's right.
Is that's all it takes?
Well, yeah. I'm a golfer because I like to golf.
Cyclist, don't you have to like ride like, I don't know.
What?
I just like riding my bike. I don't know.
Yes, you're a cyclist.
I don't like being lumped.
You can fight this all you want. You're
like,
a cyclist.
I don't like being lumped in.
You wear your little bike shorts. You got your little...
My little hot pants.
Your little hot pants, your little clip-in shoes. Your little...
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Your little helmet. Well, this guy had all that. His name is Gary Peacock.
This guy's such a dude.
His name is Peacock?
Yes, yeah. Gary, isn't that Gary Peacock, yeah. 73-year-old dude lives in Park City, Utah. He was riding his bike, and this is being filmed by 22-year-old videographer Pierce Kempton.
Who's on his way to shred a local skate park.
Yeah, he's very bro-y young
Pierce
guy.
Versus the Peacock. What could go down?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are kind of both straight out of central casting. Like, if you made this...
Yeah. Two Park City bros warring over what you're about to explain. Yeah.
So Gary was on a bike, and Pierce was in a car, and Gary claims that Pierce got too close to him on the roadway.
Yeah, even though it you can clearly see, because the skate bro, is he's got a GoPro filming himself while he's driving, because of course he does.
Yeah, well, that's what I wondered. Like, why do you have a dash cam?
Everyone filmed. Like, all the bros now, they film. I don't understand. And while I do appreciate, you know, as a cyclist, I guess, or a bike enthusiast, it does suck when cars ride too close to you. But it does appear that this guy moves to the left to try to give the bicyclist more room. Doesn't mean he wasn't close, but you can see him make an effort to move to the left to give him more room, which I appreciate. But yeah, sometimes when you're riding, cars come close, and it's an uncomfortable feeling. And Gary didn't like it.
Gary was pissed, and Gary pulls up to Pierce, who is sitting in his car, and Gary won't let him. He won't let him, like, he blocks the door, opens the door with his bike, and calls the cops.
Well, yeah, the guy goes to leave. He rips the guy's door open and then puts his hand on the
kid.
On
his shoulder, said, "You're not going anywhere."
Boy, I'll tell you what.
And Pierce is being very calm.
I could not believe that my man Pierce handled this well.
And Dr. Peacock calls the cops. And so he's on the line with the cops, and he's just like, "Will you send a cop already?" And you
he
can
almost did.
What does he want them sent for?
Well,
like, what is he claiming that he's
being? He's being a baby.
I know he's being a baby. Well, what crime does he think he's committed that a cop's going
to help with?
He claims
that the kid got too close to him, and that is what he wants. The
and
cops
he said
to
they're
show.
Threatening him and making him feel
uncomfortable,
unsafe, and it's just like such an exaggeration.
Oh no, they were hurting you so bad.
The kid is sitting. The kid is on the video, and he's like, "Dude," and he's like shockingly calm.
The kid's like, "I just want to go skate."
Like, what.
And I like how he says that the kid's making him feel unsafe when Gary is the one forcing the kid to stay there and pulling
Gary's
his door
the
open.
One
making
being,
physical contact, putting his bike basically in your car.
Yes. Nobody did anything other than Gary.
No.
And so the cop shows up, and what ends up happening is Gary gets a $160 disorderly conduct ticket, and they said that he paid it. And he also, the news got a hold of Gary, and later Gary admitted that his temper got the best of him, and he knows it was a bad look, and he was like, "Look, I just was really mad because this happens to me all the time as a cyclist, and I took it out on this kid." Well, the kid got a $130 ticket for passing too closely to a cyclist. And they said that because he had the video, he fought it, and they dismissed the ticket.
Because when you see the video, there is zero chance that they... Like, you could tell the cop was just trying to get everyone, "Hey, you go your way, you go your way, each get cited." The kid's like, "Yeah, I ain't paying that." He's got it on camera, and no way does it look like he came close to that bicyclist.
Anyway, it's worth a watch. It's like 6 minutes of Gary being a little bitch.
Well, and this is why I have a hard time
I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
This is why I have a hard time claiming to be a cyclist. Because while I do appreciate being riding a bike is scary, and I certainly have been run off the road, and it sucks, and all of that. So I sympathize with all that. But God, is there a group of people that, how would I say, that burn all of their goodwill more than cyclists? Like, we just...
Yeah, they have a bad reputation.
As a community, we bring a lot of the scorn upon ourselves. Now, it doesn't justify people that roll coal or, again, like swerve or try to run you off the road. Because I always, like, ask Carbro that does this. I'm like, okay, so you don't like that I'm on the road. I'm bothering you because apparently I'm on my bike. You don't think you have to share the road with me, which you do. So you decide that you're going to try to scare me. And so the best case scenario for you is... Right? Like, you scare me, and then you zip away, and you're like, oh.
I showed him. He'll never do that again.
Worst case scenario, you kill me. You literally run me over, and I die, and you go to prison. Like, what in what world is that scenario, like, a good thing? And yet people do it all the time. It blows me away. So even if you hate bicyclist guy, douchey car guy, what the F, man? And to all you cyclists out there, stop getting in confrontations with people.
Can I ask a question, though? Like, it is an interesting question. Why do cyclists have such a bad rap?
Because we get pissed off a lot. Because it's we feel like no one...
Because it's like, Gary, so you go through 10... This happens to you 10 times.
10 times, you say.
And the 11th one, you're just so pissed off. You're like, come on, yes. Man. Stop doing...
I think there's also an element where you're doing something riding next to cars where you're not protected at all. No. So it's inherently dangerous. And you feel good about it as long as everyone else is doing what they're supposed to do. And as soon as you have a driver acting like a jackass or looking at their phone or like whatever, then that ruins your safety of that activity.
Yeah, it's...
You still don't have to be a...
I agree, but I think that's where it comes from.
There's a sense of entitlement from both sides, and so when two senses of entitlement meet, it's like Lux and Kiki Hernandez. The dongs of power touch, and then the heat of the crotch bump is so intense, it just spills over, and you end up with these road rage incidents.
Marking down the dongs of power.
it's awful, and I see it all the time. And I try to not be like this when I'm on my bike because I just know, like, confronting someone in a car when I'm on a bike is the worst proposition you can possibly have. Because all you have to do to end the competition is step on the gas, and again, I'm run over. But for Gary, like, he's lucky this was a 22-year-old calm guy. But like,
do you think that played a part in what he did?
I don't know.
Because, or do you think, like, he would have been like that to anybody?
Like, you're a 73-year-old man. You're 73. Look, maybe you're a former Navy SEAL, but you're 73, and that kid's 22. Dude, there's a good chance that kid's going to whoop your ass and has a skateboard. And for me, if someone ripped open my door and put their hands on me and shoved me back into my car, I'm not going to say that I would have beat Gary's ass. But Gary would not be standing, nor would Gary be in my doorway anymore. And I think at that point, I think, honestly, Gary would be in trouble, not me, with the law. I mean, like, it just blows my mind that I don't care how angry you are. In that moment, he was so livid, he was willing to risk life and limb to prove a point. And the best part is that you can listen to him when he calls the cops. He goes, well, he almost came near me. I need you to send the cops for almost coming. That may be the silliest call.
Yeah, he looks
that you
really
could
bad.
Make to the police.
If you watch him in the video, he looks like a little petulant child.
Yeah.
And I will say, can I offer something else, though?
Yeah.
With regards to why cyclists have a bad rap.
Sure.
And this is going to sound terrible.
Is it because we wear the pants, the little spandex pants?
No. Aren't most...
this is going to be bad, but continue.
Aren't most cyclists rich white folks?
No.
Because I feel like they are. I feel like these guys, they're Gary Peacocks. That's who they are.
You're saying it's like
it's like they're it's the people who always seem to be full of absurd grievances. Like you cannot overstep your bounds by a millimeter without them being pissed off about it.
Well, it does feel like the kind of activity that has a pretty high barrier. Like you, I guess you could just get any bike and ride it around. But if you're cycling, you need a nice bike.
That's a lot of money.
That is shoes and like.
I feel like they're all doctors and doctors, lawyers. They're a holes.
Well, to your point, yes. Not everyone, but yes, a lot of the people
hedge
that ride
fund managers
bicycles are expensive.
Exactly.
Like it's shocking when you. Like, I bought my bike used, and you would still be like, oh, my God, you paid what? Like, bikes are expensive. And then all, and like any other hobby, golf's the same way. Everyone loves to play cosplay dress-up. So you buy a lot of unnecessary crap because you think it looks awesome.
But you have the money.
You have the
disposable income, and it's usually white folks.
Yes.
And it's usually white men. Yeah. And you know how old, fairly well-off white men feel about anything that anybody ever does to them that's bad.
And then you mix
it's the worst thing in the world.
You're right about this, that if you take the right guy, rich white guy on his bike, older guy, and then you mix in one of two people that are often responsible for these sort of confrontations from the car side of things, you either get a bro-y young guy, all I hear, or you get redneck a-hole in the big truck.
Your truck's balls, yeah!
And let me tell you, that is oil and water.
Screw the learned people, no!
Like, that is a combustible sort of situation.
Yeah, flags!
I don't know who I'd side with in that.
I will say, when I'm riding my bike, there is nothing that I hate worse than big truck. And you can hear them coming. Like, I have a little mirror that goes on my drop bar, and I can see. And you can hear when the big small penis truck comes rolling up behind you. And I will say that it usually gives a lump in my throat because that is the car or vehicle that usually, to me, gives the cyclist the most problems. 100%.
So this guy says, no, that's just the ones who get pissy. That's my point.
Yeah.
That's why cyclists have a bad reputation, because the pissy ones are always the entitled ones.
Yeah. Well, then why is it the redneck a-hole, though, that hates someone simply because they're on their bike? That's the other one that I don't understand. Why does Roland Cole douche get so angry at someone for trying to be healthy or enjoying an activity? Is it because you're fat and can't ride a bike? Or, you know, what exactly is that crux of it? You think you're like a liberal snowflake because you're on a bike?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because when I got run, the only time I've had someone deliberately, I was run off the road by a big white truck with the Don't Tread on Me flag, keeping it classy. And he ran me off the road on purpose, busted up my bike.
He was treading on you.
He was treading on me, tore up my knee a little bit, and he swerved. It wasn't like he was, he just swerved. And it was a purpose pitch. He honked his horn real loud, swerved at me. And then as he drove by me, he said, get off the road, bundle of sticks. And to this day, I'm fascinated at what my presence on that road led to that, where he decided that he was going to try to make me crash, which he did. And then I was a bundle of sticks because I was on a bike. To this day, I can't quite process that.
All right. We'll be back to wrap it up. On the fan.